Stepping into the batter's box is the lefty batter, number 23, Ben Hildebrandt for Deerfield. A little bit low on the fastball for ball one. 1-0 to Hildebrandt. As we said, first game went into extra innings, why we're a little bit late getting on the air today. A little bit outside on the second offering, two balls and no strikes to Hildebrandt. Deerfield hoping this game isn't as close as the previous game between Oconto and Osseo Fairchild. 2-0 offering, that one in there for a strike on the outer corner. Two balls and one strike to Hildebrandt.
Left fielder for Westby, the only guy not playing him straight away, Don, as he's shaded toward that left field line.
Offering from Erke, outside. Three balls and one strike to Hildebrandt. Hildebrandt hitting 307 on the season. Nine doubles, two triples, 480 on base percentage for the Demons. 3-1 offering, catches the outside corner. Erke working on that outside corner to the first batter, Hildebrandt here, Arnie.
Al Mathey behind the plate as our home plate umpire. We'll give you the other three in just a moment here.
Full count from Erke. Down looking, Hildebrandt, one away in the first inning.
First base umpire today is A.J. Minnick. Second base is Dan Viken. And at third base, Roger Van Lannen.
Brings up the center fielder, number 35, Nick Jensen for the Demons. Jensen hitting 271 on the season. Right-handed batter. Inside corner for a strike. Erke picking that same corner.
Yeah, three strikes in a row now after he had fallen behind 3-1 to the leadoff hitter for Deerfield.
0-1 count to Jensen. Erke looks in, nods his head in the delivery. In the dirt, ball one, 1-1 to Jensen.
Now it's just picture perfect for baseball right now. Sunshine brilliantly bathing the field, and you know there's clouds around here, but not too bad right now. It was a little darker in that first game we were here for, Don.
Yeah, we were concerned, and stuff is moving in. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes to Jensen. Just a matter of when it's more likely to get here. They're saying that 5 o'clock hour, Arnie.
Well, let's hope we get everything in before then.
75 degrees at first pitch today. In the dirt, low, ball two. Count is even now. Two balls and two strikes to the center fielder for Deerfield. Throw back to the mound, gets away from Erke. Larson helps him out from second base, tosses it back. One down here in the top of the first inning, Deerfield and Westby. WIA semifinal in D3. Swung on, grounder to short, fielded by Robson. Throw over to first is in time, and Jensen is retired. Two away for Deerfield.
Well, that was a high hopper on the infield, and Robson could only wait for it to come down. In fact, he jumped a little bit to get it sooner and showed a good arm in throwing him out. Two up, two down here for Deerfield.
Brings up the pitcher, number 32, Cole Erickson. Erickson batting 417 on the season, one of the two batters hitting over 400 for Deerfield. Right-handed hitter. The off-speed pitch in for a strike, no balls and one strike. Erickson wearing his maroon socks on the outside of his pants with the striped gray pants, maroon jerseys with some black piping. Swung on. Shallow center field, and going down to his knees and coming up with a catch is Blusky, and that will retire the side for Deerfield. They go down 1-2-3 after the top of the first inning. It's Deerfield 0, Westby coming up to bat. An 8-pitch inning for Cole Erickson. He's at 40 through 3 innings. Three strikeouts, no walks. He has allowed three hits, but all those batters have been left stranded on the base pass. Meanwhile, for Erke, he has allowed just one hit, walked one, and struck out three as well. I was just telling Arnie off air, little interesting that Erke has those three strikeouts. He came into the game in 46 and a third innings with just 33 strikeouts and a rather high walk count of 19.
But he's been pretty sharp here, as has his opponent, on the mound today. And, of course, that's Erickson. They've both done a nice job. They've breezed through three innings, three hits in the ball game for Westby at this point, just one hit for Deerfield. Want to thank our sponsors today, and that includes Afflin and Ringsmith, attorneys at law, located in downtown Deerfield, and by Mobile on Main, located, of course, just south of downtown. He's got a brand new machine that makes shakes and smoothies, Don. We'll have to imbibe someday.
Yes, partake in that. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for Deerfield is Cole Erickson. He flew out to center his first time up in the first inning. First offering from Erke is low, ball one.
I noticed in the warm-ups, the last three warm-up pitches he threw here before the start of the inning, Don, he was kind of overthrowing him. He had his catcher diving for a couple of those balls. Let's see if that continues this inning.
Dancing out of the way is Cole Erickson. Two balls and no strikes to the Deerfield pitcher.
Suddenly he doesn't appear real comfortable. He's looking for footing out on that mound. I don't know if something was moved around out there in the last half inning.
Grounded toward short. Robson charges, bobbles, throws to first, and not in time. We'll have to see how that scored, but I imagine that's going to go down as an E6. No, initially they show hit up there.
Wow. I would have put that as an E6 myself. I don't know if they'll change that later. I doubt it, but it goes as a hit. It's the second hit for the Demons of Deerfield, and let's see what happens here. Let's see if we bunt to move him along or what.
Erickson on first brings up the left-handed hitting Brandon Erke, the first baseman. He struck out swinging to start the second inning. Cole Erickson, 12 of 14 on the base pass this year. He's got a big lead. Bunted right to Neely, fields it, throws to second, and they retire Erickson. Erke is safe at first, but that ball just didn't go anywhere. Neely was able to take it. I think it hit off the plate, and he grabbed it off the hop.
I think so. I think it went straight off the plate, up into the air, and the catcher just had to be patient for it to come down, and he actually got himself in throwing position while waiting for it to come down, and the force play at second was not even close.
Brings up the catcher, Zach Gross. Gross singled in the second inning, stole second, got to third, but then Blake Erke grounded into a fielder's choice to end the inning. First pitch is low to Zach Gross. One ball and no strikes.
One other thing you see here today, Don, that you never see during the regular season of high school baseball, because we're at the level we're at state, four umpires. That's kind of nice.
Yes, it is. Swung on line to left field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Zach Gross on for the second time this game, and the ball gets away from Robson, now taking the cut, but he's able to track it back down. Nobody can advance, so runners on first and second. Deerfield has something going here with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Everybody's reached base, but Erickson was put out on a fielder's choice on a sack bunt attempt by Brandon Erke. That brings up Schlefke, the left fielder. He grounded to short in an eight-pitch at-bat his first time up.
Imagine if Brandon Erke had been able to get that bunt down and advance the runner. You'd have runners at least first and second right now with just one out.
Erke just five stolen base attempts on the season. Schlefke swings on and misses at the first pitch. No balls and one strike to Logan Schlefke.
245 hitter on the season, just a junior. And we're cheating, folks. They put their picture and their number and their average.
I wasn't
going
to tell on you. I wasn't going to tell on you at all. Low and inside. One ball and one strike. I contemplated going way to read the scoreboard. They don't call you the best color guy in the business for nothing. But I didn't out you, and then you outed yourself.
Far from the best color guy in the business, but I might buy dinner tonight.
One ball and one strike to Schlefke. The offering from Erke with runners on first and second. Swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes to Schlefke.
Sean Erickson on deck for his chance to hit. That's, of course, if we don't hit into a double play here.
If you're going to buy dinner, I might even let you do play-by-play. I might just leave.
Okay.
And just let you handle it all.
Just make reservations for two.
1-2 offering. Schlefke lines it into left field. A base hit. And they're going to try and score Brandon Erke. Nope, now they hold him up. It's cut off. And it's going to be bases loaded with one out for Sean Erickson.
Well, initially, the head coach, Tom Davey, was waving Erke in, but all of a sudden he put up the stop sign as Erke was about 6 feet past that third base bag, and he dug into the dirt with his heels and turned around and got back just in time. And fortunately for Deerfield, the throw was toward the pitcher's mound, and the third baseman came over and cut it off. But the bases are loaded with just one out. This is the best threat in the game for either team, Don.
Demons on every bag, and that brings up Erickson, who walked last time. Swings on and misses at the first offering from Erke. Erickson drew the count to full in his first at-bat in the second inning and then walked. 274 hitter on the season for the senior. Off-speed pitch, belt high. It's a ball, one ball, and one strike.
Some of the coaches for Westby shaking their heads in the dugout over there thinking that ball was a strike. But home plate umpire in charge, Al Mathey, said nope.
Swung, grounded to third. Going home is Mitlin, and they're able to get Brandon Erke out on the force out on the throw to Neely. So bases will still be loaded, but this time with two away.
If that's hit a little bit more toward the shortstop side, and even the third baseman still handles it, it's going to be a more difficult play at the plate. But that one, just a two-hopper, Don, and an easy throw for the 5-2 putout.
Brings up Blake Erke. He was in a similar situation, first and third in the second inning, hit into a fielder's choice too short. See if he can get the ball through the infield here. Swings at the first pitch, shallow center field, it's going to drop, and Deerfield's on the board. One run in, and they hold up. Logan Schlefke at third. Scoring on the play is Zach Gross, and Deerfield leads 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Bases still loaded with two away.
And Deerfield's starting to get, I want to say some wood, but it's metal. But they're getting the bat on the ball here the last four or five hitters, Don. They're doing a nice job driving the ball to different parts of the ballpark. And that time just a line drive right up the middle for a hit. The cat, the center fielder out there, Blusky, with a nice throw into Nick Neely at the plate to prevent a second run from scoring.
Nick Brown up to bat, the shortstop 0-for-1, a flyout to center in the third inning, led off the third inning. Fastball in for a strike, no balls and one strike to Brown as Deerfield trying to do some more damage. They're up 1-0 here in the top of the fourth, bases still full of demons. Offers it out into shallow right field, getting underneath it where the dirt meets the grass is the first baseman Dwyer. And the threat is over, as is the inning. But in the top of the fourth inning, one run on four hits. They leave three stranded after three and a half complete. Deerfield leads Westby 1-0.